Hello. Now, the question you've all been asking. What does Rosie do with a ripe banana? I know. You've been worried about it, haven't you? Been wondering all this time what I do with a ripe banana. Well, I make a banana cake. And I've got two ripe bananas. Aren't I lucky? And it's just right for making banana loaf. I'm currently weighing out some flour. It's not making much of a noise. So it's going pluff, 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 pluff. And baking powder. Sort of guesstimate that. There we go. What's the worst that can happen? Famous last words. Now, I've already creamed together some butter and sugar, just like you do for most recipes. And I like salted butter because I like to add a little bit of salt. Makes it nice. Got some vanilla essence in a little jar. Here's my little tiny teaspoon, spooning away in the drawer. One teaspoon. Oh, and a couple of drops for good luck. Oh, I do like the smell of vanilla essence. I'm using that nice bourbon one, you know. Supposed to come all the way from somewhere exotic. Where's it come from? Oh, Mexico. Well, that's quite exotic. I thought it would be somewhere. Oh no, here it is. Grown mainly in Madagascar. But this particular one is from. Okay, anyway. Enough on the origins of vanilla. Did you know it comes from an orchid? Right, put that back in the fridge. Here's the noisy bit. You know me and my electronics. Crushing up the banana as I mix. Oh, up to the next speed. Now I like to add in a couple of eggs. Nice big one. I don't like keeping my eggs in the fridge, but when I don't, somebody always ends up knocking them, breaking them. And I've got so fed up, they're now in the fridge safely out of the way. Trying for extra sound effects. Is it eggs are in? I do like it. If you've got a bit of a vitamin thing or feeling tired at this time of the year, have a couple of eggs. You've got all the vitamin D you need, it's easy to digest. Now what am I doing? Oh yeah, sifting the flour. What did I do with this sieve? I haven't got it out yet. It's no good, is it? See it here. Are you in there? Are you in there? For some reason the sieve's not answering me. I don't know. I can't do that. sieves you used to. I'm sure I had it a minute ago. It's going to take a long time if you have to use the tea strainer. Oh, here we are. One plastic sieve. Baking's a happy event because you're doing it to feed the ones you care about. Noisy bit. I'm just sieving in a little at a time. It's important to sieve because that gets the air into it. And I want a fluffy banana cake. I mean, I have rushed them before. Just throw all the ingredients in, trying to be quick. And you end up with this solid mass instead of a nice loaf, kind of bread consistency. It's all sort of wet and it just, well, it's just not the same really. I want it light and fluffy and moist. You know, you don't want it heavy and it's nice and easy to mix in because the mixture's quite wet with all that banana and stuff. And you can add buttermilk, but I don't. And anyway, where do you get buttermilk from these days? You just never see it. Get full cream milk, I suppose. Same thing. Last sivvy. I mean, there's no sound effects, that's why I'm saying sivvy. Because you know you're imagining it all falling down like snow. This nice, fluffy, fresh white flour. It's a bit more difficult now as far as thickening it up. Perhaps I should have been doing my Nigella voice. Ah, the consistency of this. Just like plunging your hand into a mud bath. That's not very sexy though, actually. I'm tossing my hair. Oh, I've got flour everywhere. Got something in my hair now. Right. Keep going. Loaf tin is only the small size. I'm in the wrong drawer. It's a 1/2 pound loaf tin. Put a liner in. I like to put a liner in so it helps it come out properly. Don't strictly need one. Off beaters. Waste not, want not. Mm-hmm. oven is already at 180 degrees. And guess what? That's a fork. And let's put all this lovely, jubbly mixture in there. To push it into the corners and spread it about a bit so you don't end up with a big sort of lump, but it should rise up lovely, nice dome, golden brown dome. I kind of like it, it's sticky. So in the oven it goes. I will do the taste after a short break. Well, I'm not going to sing for an hour. It's got to be in the oven for 30 minutes to an hour, and I like to test it with a big, long skewer to make sure it's cooked. So I'll see you later. So I had a nice taste and I forgot to record it, but it was very nice. So now you know. Bye.